This is Liz Cafidi with UN News. Around 15 countries are preparing to test a technique that sterilizes male mosquitoes using radiation as part of a global health effort to control diseases such as chikungunya, dengue, and Zika. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Jeremy Boyer, a UN pest control expert, explains how the process of using radiation on the bugs works.
Actually, we started to collaborate with WHO since 2 years, and now we announce, you know, this collaboration because we are getting to the point where we will organize pilot trials to demonstrate the impact of the sterile insect technique against the diseases that are transmitted by mosquitoes.
Such as dengue. How big is dengue as a problem globally?
Dengue is a big problem, you know, and this year it has peaked. So countries like Brazil reported 5 times increase of dengue. And we don't have good control technologies for the vectors of dengue. So the technologies that works against other mosquitoes like malaria, for example, malaria vectors, like mosquito nets, they are not working against Aedes species because they are biting.
Aedes aegypti, the mosquito.
Yes, Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, the two major vectors, the tiger mosquitoes, actually. And so they live in very small larval habitats, and the conventional technologies based on insecticides, for example, are not working.
So how are you going to do it with the sterilization? What does it involve?
So the sterile insect technique is based on the release of sterile males that mate with the wild females, and they induce sterility in the female. So it's an insect birth control method. So if you sterilize the females, their eggs will not hatch, and you will reduce the next generation. If you do that on several generations, you will succeed to reduce the population by more than 90-95%. And we expect to demonstrate that this will block the transmission of dengue.
How many countries are taking part in test trials announced today?
Today, we have more than 15 countries that are testing or plan to test it at the beginning of 2020. And part of them will apply to the grant that we launched with WHO. But for now, the selection has not been done, and so we cannot release the information on who will be selected to do the epidemiological trials.
But in previous trials, what are the results showing you? How much of the mosquito population are you able to reduce, and what effect is it having on disease transmission?
So in previous trials, we did not measure the impact on disease transmission. We just demonstrated that it was decreasing the mosquito population very significantly, by more than 90% in some cases. But now we are ready to upscale the technology. We are ready to produce a huge number of sterile males and to release over larger areas. And you know, the SIT, you have to use it in area-wide. It means that you have to release in areas where you target a full population. You cannot use a too small area. So it was not possible until now to test it like what we will do next year.
And why not?
Because there were many bottlenecks to produce large number of sterile males. You know, now we are able to produce easily 10 million males per week and to release. Previously, we were able to produce 10,000, 100,000 maybe per week. But you know, the shift needed many improvements, particularly for sex sorting. And it's only now that we are
sex ready. Sex sorting? Okay. Sorry, tell us about sex sorting mosquitoes.
Yes.
A difficult job. I can't imagine how to go about that.
Yeah, you know, if you release females mosquito, nobody will like it because they will bite you. So we release only males that are non-biting. But to do that, you need to separate your males from your females. And you need to do that very fast because... And now we have a technology that allows to sort up to 150,000 pupae per hour. So with robots, and we can multiply the number of robots. So we don't have a limit anymore in the sexing component.
Finally, how long are these tests going to last? When will we get some results?
I think that we can expect to have result within 2 years after the beginning of the trials, but we'll start middle of next year after the selection process is finished.
What's the risk? These mosquitoes are irradiated.
There is absolutely no risk with these mosquitoes. They are not radioactive. They just have mutations that make them sterile, but they die shortly after they are released, and there is no transmission of the sterility in the population. So it's environmental friendly technology.